First Time for Everything by Rytime. Read by Rhea314. Fandom, Bad Buddy. Pairing, Ing, Ha, Jindapat. Ha, Pat whines, drawing out her name as he nudges her shoulder. What is it? Just tell me already. Pa nudges his shoulder back in retaliation, but keeps her arms crossed and her eyes fixed on the low table in their shared dorm room. Her entire face feels like it might spontaneously catch fire. This is the worst. Why the hell did she think it was a good idea to go to her brother for advice about this, of all things? Come on, Pa, I already promised not to tease you. Pat nudges her shoulder for a second time and scoots closer on the floor of their shared dorm room. Is it about Ing? It is, isn't it? You wouldn't be asking me otherwise. Shut up. Oh, I was right. Pat. Fine, sorry. I'm going into good big brother mode. Pat closes his eyes and steeples his hands together in front of him. When his eyes open again a few seconds later, his expression is a little more serious. What's on your mind? Well, Pa fidgets with the hem of her shirt. It's now or never. We've been dating for 4 months now.
Right.
And we go on dates a lot. We hang out in each other's rooms. We hold hands and cuddle and kiss, but... Pa hesitates. She tilts her head up and says, facing the ceiling, I also want to do other stuff. Pat, for his part, makes good on his promise not to laugh at her. When she chances a glance in his direction, he's just smiling. She looks away again and pretends to be fascinated by the peeling plaster of their dorm ceiling.
So... Pat says when she doesn't continue. You want advice on how to seduce Ing?
Pa fights the instinct to shout, no, and leave the room immediately, probably to go become a hermit in a mountain cave somewhere where she'll never have to answer embarrassing questions ever again. It would be nice to live in a cave, she thinks. Unfortunately, that won't solve her problem, so instead she drops her chin down and, with no small amount of effort, meets Pat's eyes. Yeah. Pat's smile widens. Pa narrowly resists the urge to smack him. You said you wouldn't make fun of me.
I'm not.
Pat puts his hands up defensively, but he's still grinning.
I'm happy for you, that's all.
You're not.
Am too.
Screw you.
Do you want my help or not?
Pa lets out a frustrated groan and flops backwards onto the floor. I don't know what to do. It's been tormenting Pa for weeks. She'd sort of assumed that Ing would take the lead on this, since she'd taken the lead on most other milestones in their relationship, but so far there's been nothing. At first, Pa was glad for the slower pace. This is her first time dating a girl, and she wasn't quite sure what to expect. But after months of nothing but hand-holding and chaste pecks on the lips, Pa is ready for more. Ing is gorgeous, and Pa is too aware of that fact. She finds herself distracted by the pink color of Ing's lips when she's talking, or the smell of her shampoo when she flips her hair over her shoulder, or the tan sliver of her thigh when her skirt hikes up a bit higher than usual. It makes her want to be close to Ing. To touch her, to, well, Pa isn't sure what, and that's part of the problem. It's just, Pa sighs, I don't have a lot of experience with this kind of thing, so I'm not sure where to start. Pat makes a hum of understanding. Have you tried talking with her about it yet? Well, not really.
I think that's where you start, then.
It's not that simple. Pa blows a strand of hair out of her face with a sigh. It was embarrassing enough bringing it up to you. Every time I think about talking to her about it, I just...
She rolls her head to the side and frowns at Pot. I can't do it. I chicken out. Pot nods.
Okay, you'll still have to talk about it eventually.
I know.
But maybe in the meantime you can work up to it?
Pa props herself up on her elbows. Work up to it.
I mean, approach the topic a little. Try things you haven't done before. Drop some hints, see how she reacts. He shrugs. Then you'll have a better idea of where things stand. You might be less anxious to talk about it later, if you know what to expect.
That's... Pa pauses. Actually, not terrible advice.
Pot grins at her. I'm more than just my good looks.
Shut up. She throws a pillow at him. Don't ruin it.
Okay, okay. Good luck.
Pot ruffles her hair. And just this once, Pa lets him. Thanks to him, she has a plan now. Her prospects are looking up. Her first opportunity to begin Operation Seduce Ing arrives during a faculty night out. The bar is already loud and crowded when they arrive. It's a Friday, and apparently they aren't the only students looking to let loose after a busy week. Luckily, they've managed to swoop in and grab an empty table near the back, just as another group is leaving. Pa tugs at the hem of her skirt, a little shorter than she's used to, and scoots into the booth next to Ing. You look really cute tonight, Ing says, as the rest of their group settles in. Pa hopes the dim light in the bar hides her blush. You too. The night continues. Their table begins to fill with empty bottles and glasses, and as more students from their faculty trickle in to join them, the space in their booth becomes increasingly tight. Pa finds herself pressed close to Ing's side, her thigh flush with Ing's. She can feel the denim of Ing's jeans rubbing against her bare skin where her skirt is riding up a little. Pa swallows. Is there room for one more? Asks the girl from Pa's morning class. She looks a little sheepish as she glances around the rest of the bar. I don't think there are any other tables free. An idea occurs to Pa. Quickly, before she can lose her courage, she tugs Ing's sleeve. Can I sit in your lap? Ing's eyes widen. What? I just mean... Pa flounders. There'd be more space in the booth that way. Oh, right. Ing scoots back in the seat, putting more distance between herself and the table. Sure. Pa takes a deep breath. Don't back out now. With as much feigned casualness as she can muster, Pa stands up a little from the booth, lifts herself over Ing's lap, and takes a seat. Underneath her, Ing is very still. Is this okay? Pa asks. It's not too uncomfortable, is it?
No, no, Ing says quickly. I'm comfortable. You're not heavy.
Good, Pa manages. Her face feels like it's on fire. Pa can hardly concentrate on the conversation for the rest of the evening. All she can think about is the feeling of Ing underneath her. Ing's chin tucked over her shoulder. The way Ing looped her arms around to hug Pa's chest. Her plan is backfiring. She'd been hoping that Ing would at least be a little flustered, since this is definitely a lot closer than they've been in public before. But Ing is cool as a cucumber. Ing seems perfectly content with this turn of events, while Pa is the one close to combusting. Towards the end of the evening, Pa is starting to feel restless. The air in the bar is warm, Pa's thighs chafing a little under her skirt whenever she moves, and she finds herself squirming a bit in Ing's lap. Ing, on the other hand, is completely still. When Pa herself downs her water glass in one go, spilling a little bit on her shirt, Ing just coughs.
It's pretty hot in here, and you seem a little uncomfortable,
Ing says.
Should we head back soon?
It's not exactly the outcome Pa was hoping for, but she can't think of any ways to salvage the situation. And besides, this bar is pretty stuffy. Okay, Pa says, let's go. It wasn't a total loss, at least. As embarrassing as it was, she still got to sit on Ing's lap. Pi-ing, Pa says, could you pass me that notebook? Of course, Ing says. She picks the notebook up and hands it to Pa with a quick smile before dropping her eyes back down to her own textbook. Just like the last three times Pa has asked her for something. Pa tries not to pout. They're studying at Ing's apartment. 10 minutes ago, Pa very, very casually let her shirt and bra strap slip off one shoulder. Ing seemingly hasn't noticed. It should be obvious. She's wearing a tank top, after all. But so far, Ing hasn't even glanced at her bare shoulder. Instead, Ing has just been diligently studying a page from her textbook about historical film developing practices. It must be a tricky topic, Pa thinks. Ing's been focused on this page for the whole 10 minutes that Pa has been trying to distract her. It's probably time to call it quits. Pa sighs. She wore her nicest bra, too, the one with the little delicate lacy blue bits that she always had to hand wash. Ugh, she hates hand washing. It can probably go a couple more wears without a wash, right? She starts fiddling with a loose bra strap to get it tightened again, but it's a little more difficult than she expected. The angle is a little awkward, and the dang thing keeps getting stuck. She frowns at it. Why are the cutest bras always the most annoying to wear? Pa? Ing says, distracting her from her bra strap conundrum. Do you need a hand with that? Pa blushes because of course Ing wouldn't see her loose bra strap when she wanted her to. Instead, she has to notice it when Pa is struggling like an idiot. Yes, please. That would be great, actually. Of course. Ing stands and moves around to the low study table to come sit behind Pa. I'm just going to move your hair. Ing's fingers ghost over her neck, gently brushing her hair off her shoulder, and Pa shivers. Oh no, not again. How does this keep happening? She bites her lip as Ing begins to tighten the bra strap, knuckles grazing Pa's bare shoulder. When she's finished, she smooths the strap gently over Pa's skin and pulls the strap of her tank top back up to join it. There, Ing says, voice still closer than Pa expected. All done. Oh shit, Pa's pulse is hammering like crazy, and she resists the urge to shiver a second time. Get it together, Pa. Wow, you make it look easy, she says, letting out a breathless little laugh that she hopes sounds appropriately rueful rather than flustered. You're way better with straps than I am. Ing makes a sound like she's clearing her throat. She stands quickly. It's a little warm in here, she announces. I'm going to grab a drink from the vending machine downstairs. Can I get you the usual? Oh, sure, thank you. Before Pa can fully process it, Ing is out of the apartment, the door clicking softly shut behind her. Pa blinks. Is it really that warm in here? But then, Pa's not a great judge of that right now. She feels like she could fry an egg on her cheeks with how hard she's probably blushing. Pa leans forward over the table and drops her head in her arms. Next time, she says to the empty apartment. Next time for sure. Pa tries very, very hard to relax. Ing is sitting next to her on Pa's bed, her laptop balanced on their laps as the peppy intro music to a rom-com plays through the laptop speakers. The movie is about roommates, she thinks. Or classmates? Or maybe they're coworkers. Pa isn't quite sure. She could barely pay attention to the description Ing read her, too distracted by the smell of Ing's shampoo and the warmth of Ing's thigh pressed against hers underneath the blankets. Her leg has been like that for the last 10 minutes. Pa might actually die. Get a grip, she tells herself. This was her idea in the first place, after all. It was supposed to be a Netflix and chill kind of evening. She's supposed to be chill about all this. It's not their first time cuddling during a movie, and it's not the first time Ing has been on her bed. The combination of the two shouldn't be that big of a deal. Pa should be fine. And yet, here she is, feeling like her heart might actually climb out of her throat. She was planning to make moves, damn it. A hand on Ing's knee, maybe, or a well-placed thigh or something. How's she supposed to do that when she can barely think? Another 20 minutes of trying to calm down. Trying being the key word. Pa resigns herself to yet another failed seduction attempt. Her heart rate has gone down a little ever since she put a little distance between Ing's leg and hers, but she still has no idea what's happening in the movie. Cuddling with Ing is nice, though. Sure, she still feels the buzz of wanting just under her skin, but the closeness is good on its own, too. If she gives up aiming higher, it's easier to just enjoy it. Pa snuggles closer into Ing's side. The leads in the movie are arguing about something, but Pa hasn't been paying enough attention to know what the fight is about. The feeling of Ing's heartbeat under her is far more interesting to listen to. Pa closes her eyes. When Pa wakes, it's to a feeling of a hand gently shaking her shoulder. Pa, Ing says, voice oddly strained. The movie's over. Pa nuzzles closer to Ing's chest. Already? Yeah, it ended a little while ago, actually. Pa moves her hand up to rub at her eye and then stops. Her hand is caught underneath something. A blanket, maybe? She tries to move again, and Ing makes a strangled sound. Pa opens her eyes and freezes. It's not a blanket. It's Ing's shirt. She's got her hand up Ing's shirt, far enough that she can feel the fabric of Ing's bra under her fingertips. To make matters worse, she's pretty sure she's also resting her head directly on Ing's right boob. Oh, God. Pa yanks her hand away immediately and sits up. I'm so sorry. It's fine, Ing says. The tips of her ears are bright red. I don't mind. I didn't realize, Pa insists. I thought it was a blanket. I really don't mind, Ing says again. But Pa is sure she is embarrassed. Nice one, Pa. Way to ruin a perfectly good cuddling session. She'd wanted to make a move, but not like this. I didn't think I'd fall asleep, Pa admits. You could have woken me up. You looked tired, though. Ing pats her head. Then she looks down at the debut and adds with a small smile. Uncomfortable. Pa buries her face in her hands. I promise I didn't mean to. I know. The bed creaks a little as Ing stands to her feet. I should probably head home. It's pretty late. Pa lifts her head from her hands. Wait, you're leaving? We both have classes tomorrow, Ing says. She leans in and presses a kiss to Pa's forehead. And you're pretty tired. Pa wants to argue, but her brain short-circuited the second Ing's lips touched her skin. All she can do is watch Ing gather her things and offer a small good night as she heads out the door. Well, she really ruined that one. After spending a couple of days cooling off from the mortification of accidentally groping Ing in her sleep, Pa decides she needs to try something that gives her a little more space. Every time she gets close to Ing, it becomes hard to focus on what her plan was in the first place. Maybe if she tries something at a distance, it'll be easier. This is how Pa finds herself staring at her reflection in the dressing room mirror, phone camera in one hand, while she picks at the strap of the swimsuit with the other. Is it too revealing? The swimsuit isn't very skimpy or anything, but it's still a swimsuit. The photo looks good, but Pa bites her lip. This is a little much, isn't it? Ing is your girlfriend, Pa reminds herself. You're allowed to send her a swimsuit picture. Pa sighs. She just needs to be brave and do it. Before she can lose her nerve, Pa types out a quick caption for the best photo. Going swimsuit shopping. What do you think of this one? Then, before she can think better of it, she hits send. And regrets it immediately. Shit, Pa says to herself in the empty dressing room, staring at the message. There's no way to unsend a line message, is there? Shit, shit, what were you thinking? Oh, God. With horror, Pa watches as the red icon appears next to the message. Then the typing icons appear. And disappear. And appear again. This was such a weird thing to send. Of course Ing doesn't know how to respond. What was Pa expecting? She's an idiot. After several tense minutes, Ing finally stops typing and a message appears. Wow, it looks really cute on you. Smiley face. Pa stares at the message, disappointed. This was definitely her most brazen attempt yet, but Ing's reply seems a lot closer to something a friend would have said if she sent them a photo while clothes shopping. It's definitely not a proclamation of irrepressible lust. But Pa supposes it definitely could have been a lot worse. She sighs and leans forward, resting her forehead against the mirror. Well, the swimsuit does look cute. At least this shopping trip wasn't a waste. Pa is out of ideas. She's tried every clumsy seduction technique she's capable of, and yet Ing hasn't responded to any of them. Pa is beginning to think that she's just never going to be good at this. Perhaps she's destined to be a virgin forever, too inept to suddenly beguile anyone and too awkward to be forthright about it like an adult. Unfortunately for her, sex isn't something that just magically happens. Hot people on TV are liars. She's still wallowing in her own incompetence during date night with Ing, when fate finally decides to throw her a bone. Literally. Seriously. Pa's hands fly up to cover her eyes. But it's no good. The image is still seared into her brain. Her brother and Pran, naked on Pat's bed, in their shared dorm room, less than a foot from where she sleeps. All she wanted was to grab her contacts case. Now she's scarred for life. She's going to kill Pat. Couldn't you guys do this somewhere else? Pran's room is literally across the hall. Sorry, says Pran's voice, sounding equal parts mortified and apologetic. We got, carried away. Sorry. She forgives him instantly. She's always liked Pran best. I didn't think you'd be back here, says Pat. There's a loud thump that reverberates through the floor, followed by a quiet, ouch. She finds herself viciously hoping it's Pat falling off the bed. He would deserve it. You said you were going to stay at Ing's place tonight. I am. We just stopped by to grab something, so I'm going to do that, and then I'm going to leave. Oh, says Pat again. Sorry, says Pran again. Pa waves a hand dismissively, keeping her eyes squeezed shut as she turns around and heads for the bathroom. You're on cleaning duty for the next month, Pat, she says. Then maybe we'll be even. Pat doesn't dignify that with a response. which either means he's giving her the finger or is going back to doing whatever he was doing before, the very thought of which has Pa hurtling towards her toiletries bag even faster. Once she finds her contacts case, she covers her eyes again and makes a beeline for the door.
Use protection!
You use protection! Pat shouts back.
Screw you!
Pa hears Pat's muffled voice say something in response. Probably a lewd joke, but she doesn't hear it because the door shuts behind her and suddenly she's back in the hall with a very confused Ing.
Do I even want to know?
Ing asks. Pa rolls her eyes. They're fucking.
Oh.
Ing blinks in surprise. That's... rude? Pa supplies. A complete misuse of a shared space when there's a perfectly good private room right there? She gestures at Pran's door and then folds her arms with a huff. We should give him a taste of his own medicine, show him how it feels. What Pa had meant, of course, was misusing her and Pot's shared space for a messy craft project, or maybe a faculty party. Once the words are off her tongue, however, Pa immediately realizes that what she meant and what she said are two different things. She clamps her mouth shut and stares at Ing. Ing stares back, eyes wide. Pa says, I didn't mean, not that we couldn't, just that we haven't yet.
Yet?
Ing repeats. Her eyes have gone even wider. Oh God, Pa is going to die. This is what she's been waiting for, though, right? An opportunity. Now that the opportunity is here, what more does she have to lose?
Hopefully.
Pa squeaks. At some point. Unless you don't...
No, I mean, yes.
Ing interrupts, reaching out to grab her shoulders.
Yes, I do want that. I wasn't sure if you did, though.
You weren't sure if I... Oh my God. Pa presses her palms to her forehead. I have been trying to drop hints for weeks.
That was on purpose.
Ing looks relieved now, letting out a breath.
I thought it was all an accident. You were driving me crazy.
I was?
Yes,
Ing laughs. She pulls Pa into a hug. Pa wraps her arms around Ing's back on instinct.
Sitting on my lap at the bar? That thing with your bra strap during our study session last week. Movie night? That photo.
Ing says into her hair.
I was losing my mind.
The confession sends a shiver through Pa. She pulls herself a little closer to bury her face in Ing's chest, just above her collarbone, close enough that she can smell both Ing's shampoo and the fresh scent of her fabric softener.
You make me lose my mind all the time.
You never said.
Neither did you.
I didn't want to make you uncomfortable.
Oh.
Pa tilts her head up to meet Ing's eye. Sorry. I was just embarrassed. This is new for me.
Ing pets her head.
No need to apologize. She smiles and leans a little closer, breath brushing the shell of Pa's ear.
Maybe we can try a couple of new things tonight. See what you think?
Yes. Pa says immediately. She feels breathless already.
That would be...
Yeah, let's do that.
Good.
She nods towards the door.
Here?
No, oh my God, that was a joke. I never meant... Ugh. She scrubs her eyes with the heels of her palms.
I need to forget I ever saw that.
Ing laughs. It's one of Pa's favorite sounds. She leans in and presses a kiss to Pa's cheek.
Maybe I can help with that.
With what?
Forgetting things,
Ing says. I've been told I can be very distracting. Once again, Pa's face is on fire. She's not used to Ing being this flirty. It's something she could definitely get used to, though. We'll see, Pa says, even though she has absolutely zero doubts that Ing could make her forget her own name if she wanted to. She gulps. To the car? To the car, Ing agrees. Pa reaches for Ing's hand and laces their fingers together. Ing's palm is warm against hers, and Pa wonders if Ing can feel how quickly her pulse is beating in her wrist. They hold hands all the time, but for some reason it feels different now, like there's an electric current running over her skin and all the places they touch. It's good. Exhilarating. She doesn't want to let go. If Pa has her way, they'd never stop touching. Not tonight, at least. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening.